In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Today, Jesus is asked by the disciples about prayer. Teach us to pray, they say, like John the Baptist taught his disciples. Of course, it's not that the disciples have no idea how to pray. Rather, it's a typical kind of question to a rabbi or teacher at that time, which any disciple would ask. Luke first describes the scene by telling us the disciples have just seen Jesus himself praying. This seems to be the stimulus for the question, but it also speaks a bit to their state of mind. The disciples are asking, really, Jesus, please teach us to pray as you do, or as a way, in a way best for us. After all, John taught his disciples, Jesus, what should we do? We are your disciples, your students. It's important for us also, I believe, to start there, with truly being Jesus' students here, because this matter of prayer is so essential. It is the very air we breathe in the spiritual life. With this teaching, Jesus is bringing not only his disciples, but we too, further into the kingdom of God, and indeed placing us before the very throne, is nothing short of children of God, children at God's feet, at times to be picked up and held, at times to be patted on the head, at times to be told we're out of line, at times to be told to be nice to our brothers and sisters, but mostly to be drawn into a mystery of communion so profound that we can rest in the one and only perfect love as children of God. Prayer, then, is about our identity and our possibility, which brings us to a beautiful truth. Prayer, your prayer, your being, my being, belong to God alone. Your journey, my journey, are His alone. The Father alone knows us through and through. And as no two children are alike, so is the Father's raising of us as kingdom's children. This beautiful truth has profound implications for how we approach one another about prayer. Do you recall the story of Moses before the burning bush? Moses is wandering outside and he sees a bush burning. He's surprised that the bush is not consumed by this flame. He gets closer. And suddenly a voice comes from the bush. Moses, do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Each of us is a burning bush, burning alive with the Holy Spirit of God. When we approach one another, we should take off our shoes, spiritually speaking. You and I belong to God. This sacred communion you and I have with God is a burning bush that must be honored by all. And clergy need especially to take note here. You know, the clergy are often asked to assist people with their prayer life. And let me be frank, there's little in ministry that makes me more nervous than entering someone's prayer life with advice. Of course, clergy should know the basics of prayer found in scripture and tradition. They should be able to counsel on the very basics of prayer, and should certainly be able to share the experiences of saints, both large and small, through the ages. And of course, understand, at least at the most fundamental level, the church's prayers. But that sacred place, that space, that burning bush in you, is God's alone. The clergy's role is encouragement. Encouragement to know and to believe God's love for you and that God is reaching out to your heart right now. In my experience, we tend to worry a lot about prayer. Pastorally, it's important to know that we all have dry and rich times of prayer, and there's much in the tradition about those things. But the bush, the fire bush that's in you, the Holy Spirit giving you in baptism, that is the real deal. And woe to the clergy or anyone else if they don't take off their shoes when getting close. Indeed, it is at the burning bush itself that Jesus ends his teaching today with the very promise to the disciples of the Holy Spirit. When reading this story of the Gospel, I tend to be reminded of an experience that former presiding bishop Frank Griswold shared once at a convention here about an ordination retreat he attended right before being ordained to priesthood. He said the retreat leader's parting words to them were these: "Gentlemen, do not become technicians of the sacred." So again, the first thing to say today is that your bush is on fire. My shoes are off. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. The second thing to say is related and really already implied. We are children of God. You are a child of God. The first words to the disciples taught by Jesus is, "Father, our Father." May we never become numb to the wonder of that. You know, if there's something in Christianity about which we ought most to point, it is precisely that, the dignity of that. We call God Father, Abba, Father. The voice of a child resides deep within. It is placed there in, by, and through Jesus himself by the Holy Spirit. This brings us to a final but central point in Jesus' teaching today. Who is this Father? Or put another way, in light of the Gospel, what kind of Heavenly Father do we have? This seems to be the point Jesus wants most to drive home in today's Gospel. He tells them this about prayer to the Father: "So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Jesus tells us clearly the Father loves us and calls us to the deepest childlike trust. This is why the whole thing about a punishing God is so mischievous. What kind of Father do we think we have? Even we ourselves would not give bad things to our children. Imagine our Heavenly Father's will for us, love for us, desire for us, Jesus says. "Knock, knock, knock," says our loving Lord. Even a grumpy neighbor will answer the door in the middle of the night if we knock enough. Imagine God, Jesus says. Imagine your Heavenly Father. Now, it's hot, and I won't belabor things. Jesus is telling us, God loves you. God is your Father. Pray for the Father's will to be done in the world and in your life. Pray for your brothers and sisters and forgive them any wrong they have done so that your own sins may be forgiven you. But most of all, trust. Trust your Heavenly Father with everything. Knock, search, ask, and you shall receive. Don't be a prayer technician. Be a child saying, Abba, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching us to pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.